Well, good morning. Have any of you guys ever built a little clubhouse or a little fort or something like that that's fun? Yeah, it's fun to build a little thing there and you can get inside. Well, I'm going to tell you a time when Israel built something. When Solomon became king, Israel was going to build a temple, which is their version of the church. They used to have one before, but the Philistines kind of had an argument and they burned it down. And they weren't really nice people about that. And they were going to build another one. But David had all the materials made for it. Everything. He had the best architects and the best engineers. And they had everything all built, all ready for it, kind of a prefab house. Everything put out, set up and marked and made. And Solomon had his crew and all his engineers. They were bringing the temple's materials over there. And something happened. Somebody mixed up the stones. And they didn't have a list of which stones went where. Have you ever built a puzzle? That's what we've now got. We have got a puzzle. And they're made of big rocks. And they'd take their levers and they'd put a rock over here. And they'd put another one over here. These big stones. And they started building the wall. But there was one stone that was too big. And it was always in the way. So they would push it off to the side, and then it'd be working, and it'd be in the way again. And they would shove it over to the side, and it'd be in the way again. And they were forever pushing this big rock out of the way. They didn't know what to do with it. It was here, and it's got a purpose, but we don't know what it's for. So it's just in the way. And then somebody said, well, let's push it way off to the side here so it's out of the way. And they finally got pushed it way off to the side. And then they're building up their wall. And they're getting just to where they're ready to put the roof on. And guess what? They're missing a stone. They said, the very capstone, the one that's going to hold everything together, they don't have it. And they're looking all around. Where is the stone? Where would fit this? And somebody says, remember that stone we pushed aside, way off to the side? Let's go look. And guess what? That was the capstone to put on and hold the wall together. That one they had been pushing aside, it had been in the way, and they didn't know what else to do with it. That was the capstone. And you know, Jesus said, I'm that stone that the builders rejected. I was the one that everybody just kind of pushed aside because they didn't know what else to do with me. But when you found out what you really needed, I'm the one that holds your life together. So let's remember, it's Jesus who is the one that holds our life together. Let's pray here. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day, and we thank you that you hold our life together and that it's you who are the true and the real force in this world. We pray that we could be honest and true examples for your name, praise your holy name. Amen. Okay, get your baskets there so we can take up the offering. The offering is not for refreshments for the children's kindergarten room. It's for the Worthy Student Scholarship Fund, which helps send our children to Adventist education.